Blog Talk Radio. I just wish I could hit that note. Keep your head. I have to hit my baritone version. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and yes, you're at the right place at the right time. Here at Progressive News Weekly, we weekly bring you news and information that's gathered from around the country, around the world. And it's news that's intended to encourage you and inspire you and, well, empower you and hopefully really move you to simply make a difference and get involved. Take some action. Use the knowledge. There is power in knowledge. If utilize. Knowledge without action is moot. Week in and week out, we do bring you news and information that you can use. It's news for you, by you, and of you, because many, if not most, of our programming comes from you, the listener. You've suggested the topic and or guest. That's bringing information and topics that's not hitting the mainstream media. Or if it is, it's not given the time that it deserves, or it's being presented with a political or business spin. None of that action on Progressive News Weekly. And so again, thank you for taking the time out to tune in again. This evening we have another jam-packed program for you. And I'm excited because it's the end of the year. And we have, a mentor of mine, colleague. I consider him a friend as well. And always brought us information that we can take, immediately utilize, for not just ourselves, but our loved ones. And this evening is no exception. This evening, our special guest. In fact, this evening, our special guest.
Hello?
In just a moment. So, this evening, our special guest will be Dr. Glenn Mendoza, affectionately known as Master Glenn, and respectfully, more importantly, known as Master Glenn. And simply that's because Master Glenn is a master pranic healer, one of only a few around the world. And this evening, as in years past, because he truly is a friend of Progressive News Weekly, and I'm so proud to say and honored to say, he's going to be bringing us, well, end-of-year information, and we're going to specifically talk about the astrological sun sign of Capricorn. So if you know any Capricorns out there, get on the phone and let them know that they might want to tune in and get, well, a little bit of insight that they may not have otherwise been privy to. I'm hoping Master Glenn may have the time this evening to talk a little bit about meditation, maybe even take us through a couple of minutes of that. I'm also hopeful that Master Glenn will be able to share with us his new transcript in the form of a book. So there's a lot potentially on the horizon this evening. And again, thank you for taking the time out to join us once again when we have this very, very special guest. You know, Master Glenn is world-renowned, as I said earlier, and his talent, his skills, and his benevolence is sought after around the world. And yet we have this opportunity this evening. So with that, the lines are open, and the call-in number is 347-838-9142 if you have a question or a comment for Master Glenn. It's the holiday season, and I won't go into the rest of the song because I don't claim to be a song singer. Yeah, you know, laughter's good. I from t- go out this holiday season and catch a good comedy. It's enough drama in the world. But we won't go into that for this particular program. This program is one tonight truly of insight and enlightenment. 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 I say that because earlier this week, gaze into the night sky and see that moon. And there's just something about it. I've always been enthralled with it because, well, as a Cancerian under the sun sign of Cancer, I am told that I'm a moon child. And having heard that over the years, many, many, many years, it's always been intriguing. But to be frank, even before I found that out, I just always found the moon so intriguing. So we're going to talk a little bit about the energies of the moon thereof. And for those of you who are regular listeners, well, you'll learn a little bit more. It's like a good movie. You always catch something else. And for those of you that are new, well, you need to just sit down and buckle up, because what Dr. Mendoza has to share with us and share with you, I have no doubt in my mind that you are truly going to be blessed with. As I said, he is well thought over around the world. Been on numerous radio and television shows, and he's lectured literally all over the world. So without further ado, he is in studio, I see. Let me bring you Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza. Master Glenn, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Hey, how are you, Daryl? Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. You're right. It's already 11 days, and we have a new year coming up. I think in some way it's exciting. We're having a new year, but what have we done for the past year? Have we finished the things that we need to do? Something like that. But anyway, happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas. And for those of your listeners, happy holidays also.
So much. And the same to you and yours, Master Glenn. In fact, you had a birthday not too long ago, so happy birthday again. I think the last time you were on, you were under the sun.
Yes, actually, we're still in the Sagittarius. I think the sign of Sagittarius starts on November 22 until December 21. Depends. It changes every year, depending. I think they shorten it or something like that. But the Sagittarius will continue until tomorrow, December 21, and Capricorn will start on December 22. That kind of thing. So another cycle of the astrological cycle. The Capricorn is the 10th sun sign we usually have, and we're welcoming it in some form because it usually transitions during the between the 2 year, the year previously and the year after. And it's also good to have Capricorn for those who are listeners. Capricorn usually signifies stability, balance, actually wisdom. They are Capricorns, those who are, as I said, born between December 22 and January 21. They are sensitive, sensible, and ambitious. They have good qualities. They are actually earthy signs wherein practical. They're practical. They have practical approach, and this applies to intelligence, logic, and takes into account all the facts before making any decisions. They're predictable in some form, and they're ambitious. Most of these people, most of the Capricorns are actually very successful and overachiever. they are confident, and they want security not only for themselves but also for their families. So they are make sure that everything. If you see a Capricorn, they are ones were in their afternoon of their lives. Not only they were able to save some money for themselves, but also for their families. They're wise, disciplined, and patient, and cautious. So those are the qualities of Capricorn, and that's what I think. Those are the qualities we need right now, because we need some qualities that will actually ground us. And Capricorn is a good grounding quality. They move ourselves forward. They are good. If I remember, they are good. They are good leaders and organizers, because they're one pointed on the things that they need to. So those are the actual qualities of Capricorn. They are predictable in some form. I remember my brother-in-law from California works in Burbank, and he could be predictable at 4:10 in the afternoon. He'll be at home almost by the clock, coming from the office. 4 o'clock, he'll be at the house at around between 4:10 and 4:15. So those are the qualities of Capricorn. And as you can see, for those of you who are have different qualities, this Capricorn or the goat usually is a little different. It's more grounded. They're disciplined. They're ambitious, though, but they're practical. And they're hardworking. I think that's, by and large, some of the qualities I could think of about this mountain goat that they have. It's an earth sign. It's an earth sign. It has leadership oriented qualities. Their ambition and desire for what is good and right makes them an inspiration for most people. So that's good. Those are the salient points. I think that those take home points I could tell the group on about Capricorn. So from December 22, if I remember, up to January 19, I'll correct myself. I think I picked it up when I said it. So that's basically Capricorn.
Wow. You know, Dr. Mendoza, Mr. Glenn, I know a few Capricorns, and I have to say that one thing that just stands out about them for me is they're very enterprising. Everyone I've known are very enterprising. They either have their own business on the side if they work for a corporation, or they run their own business just solely as their means of livelihood. That's one thing that has always stood out. Also, the ambitious piece. They're one to go to stand out and go against the grain, so to speak. And what I mean by that is, they don't necessarily go along with what their friends or colleagues are doing. They're going to march to their own beat, so to speak. Just some things that noticed. All literature aside, just based strictly on my observation. Now, again, some of the things that I've admired are in the literature, but not driven by the literature. Strictly, I mean, driven by my observations, which happen to be part of the literature. I do see that they're intelligent also from the ones that I've known, and I've come to know a couple fairly well, in fact. And so I feel pretty confident about this pattern that I've seen, which takes me to another more general point about the sun signs.
Yes.
My experience has really shown that certain signs have certain characteristics. Sometimes I'll have colleagues or friends or associates or people that I just meet, and you know, we have conversation. You know, oh, you have a birthday coming up. It happens to be near their birthday or my birthday, and then they'll mention the, you know, the sun sign. And I have just seen unquestionable, and I mean this literally, unquestionable in my short lifetime, 60 years on this planet, characteristics associated with certain signs. And I'm going to dare say, because I've read some astrology over the years, I can't say I'm an aficionado or expert in the field, but yeah, I've read things associated with sun signs. But these are observations, Master Glenn. And I think some years ago we talked about this. You know, it's tried and true that, I guess, born under a certain time of the year, those attributes just happen to befall on an individual. I guess I'm getting at, how does that work?
You'll be surprised. There's some people, they could be, but number one, they could basically predict what kind of sign you are. That by just by talking to you, and in just a few minutes, they could say, you're an earthy sign. The first they zero in on that. Earthy sign. Yeah, your words seem to be more practical. Your words seem to be more relevant rather than flighty. You know, the ideas, like like those are the air sign. Or sometimes like the people with a lot of fire in it, they said, oh, you're a fire sign. I was surprised. There are some people who like that, but they're you're becoming conscious about it. So he said, well, it's interesting. There is some logic and some science into this. You have to understand for the listeners also, throughout the years, because we're dealing with something like astrological, we're trying to put some information, some qualities to what we know about the stars. They were saying what is in the stars, what is above is so below. What is without is within, something like that. But science itself have considered astrology as a pseudoscience because you cannot pinpoint exactly, so you're born on June, you were a Cancer, then by and large you have these qualities. No, I don't have the qualities. Of course, there are a lot of multifactorial effects on it because the astrology is not only the sun sign. With the sun sign, we only deal with that. There are a lot of aspects in it. So there are a lot of people who go into it. Like we have the moon sign. What is the effect of the moon? Or sometimes we have what we call the rising sign. So that means if you're born in Capricorn, if you're born today, not today, let's say in December, on December 22nd at 7 o'clock in the morning, you will have, you're born in Capricorn, more or less. You're born in you're a Capricorn. But at the same time, your rising sign, coming out rising sign, that means there is also within the chart, where in what sign are you when you are being born. So if you're born around 7 o'clock in the morning, chances are your rising sign will also be Capricorn. Okay, so what happened was that a sign of Capricorn. So this changes every couple of hours. So the opposite sign of Capricorn is actually Cancer. So move that approximately around 7 o'clock in the evening just now. On September 22, chances are your rising sign will be Cancer. This changes sometimes your personality or individuality, depends. We are trying to do only generalization. And to make it even more complicated, the astrological sign has 12 houses. It's like a circle, and they are actually divided into 12 houses. So each house has its own what they call this qualities. So it's like the first sign will be, you know, how you view yourself. Second house is related to physical environment, material environment, or income or money. That's the money area. And third house will be communication, and so on. If I remember, the fourth house is related to the home. How's your home? So sometimes all the planets will be in the home. In the fifth house is something to do with how do you express yourself? How do you express yourself in creativity, in play, in romance, in attention, something like that. So you see, understanding astrology, although it's what people call a pseudoscience, there are a lot of complexities to understand it. But this is the important thing. For those who are listening, you realize you know your sun sign. You know your qualities. If you're into it, 90% of the people know their sign. And by and large, we look at horoscopes. Some people look at horoscopes. They're interested to it. Or read about the sun sign of Cancer, Sagittarius, of Capricorn. But they know it already. So why? Because divination goes back to the dictum of know yourself. So as we understand our sun sign, we understand ourselves more. So as we understand the stars, how we are in relation to the stars, we get to understand ourselves more. It's a little complex. I remember we studied this, actually. I studied this when we didn't have any computers yet. So imagine we have to plot our own chart only for about a year and try to understand it. Just our chart, because we didn't know how to. We understand other people by those who are in the class. So it was interesting. Now if you want your chart, you could just go to a computer. You could just go to Astrological Google, Mr. Astrology in Google, and you could print up your chart easily. This is what we call information.
You said in Google.
I joke. We call them in medicine Dr. Google, because people will look at their symptoms. Now I call him Astrological Google. You just point in if you know your time of birth, you know where you were born. You could just put it into Google, and it will give you a chart already there. It will not give you the analysis, but it will give you a chart. You know, the astrological chart. Yeah, yeah. You could even print it up. Some of the programs now, particularly, right, say for example, you're born in a place, say in Turkey, outside Turkey, something like that, not Ankara or Istanbul. Imagine they have a place there, and they could find out easily, quickly, what's the latitude there, and they could calculate it. In most of the programs now, like, where were you born, Darryl?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland. What hospital?
Booth Memorial.
Oh, Booth. Oh, I remember that. So what happened was that you could just put in Booth. It will say Cleveland, and it will say Booth Hospital, and it will give you the exact place. That's how some of the programs are now. They have the hospitals. That's why I was asking for the hospital. If you were born in New York, you say, I'm born at Mount Sinai Hospital. On this day, on this time, boom, you could get the chart right away. It really, really fascinating now. Some of them, before, these are, it'll take you about a couple of hundreds of dollars to print it up. Not only that, for the readout, some of them they have analysis already, like they have pre-printed analysis. But wow. Now you could only it still costs a lot, because some of them have personal also. They want to read it. I think there are some of them are intuitive. That you just give it to them. They will tell you like what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, what are your lessons, that kind of thing. A lot of really these are professional astrologists.
Uh-huh. I can't wait to Google astrology, and it'll allow me to pull up my chart by place of birth.
Yeah. Some of them, everybody now has a smartphone. They could cost, I'm telling you, it will. Some of them will cost you up to even $30 for the high-end programs, and once you put it in there, you'll have a couple of days to read yourself, and you could punch in your the dates of your loved ones also, so you could understand that. Interesting, huh? At one point in time, we were even looking at the child. Say you're looking at the Capricorn man, a Capricorn parent. Then you have a Capricorn child. How do we deal with this Capricorn child, or something like that? How do we deal with them? What are their qualities? Because the child is usually a little different. So it's interesting how it will be like, how it is like. Huh?
Let me ask you this question that I hear a lot. You're born on December 22nd or June 21st. You're considered, or June 20th. That's considered a cusp, correct?
Mm. Yes.
Now, does that mean you're partially the previous sign or the upcoming sign, depending on how it falls on the which cusp?
Yeah.
Depends
on how it is. Like some people are born, say, tomorrow or today,
mm-hmm.
December 20 or 21st. So they're basically Sagittarius by definition. But some of them, a number of them said, I'm more Capricorn than Sagittarius. Some of them will be born in Cancer, the cusp, and they'll say, I'm more Cancer than say Virgo. You understand? So it depends on what signs they are. Depending on they would know. Said I am born on December 20th, and said no, I'm not a Sagittarius. I'm more of a Capricorn. They would know already their qualities. I behave like this. Yeah. They know.
How?
They know. Especially, huh?
How would they know?
Oh, they would read. They said, oh, I'm not a Capricorn. I'm ambitious. You know, I am disciplined, but I'm more a Sagittarius. I'm more I like to know more. I'd like to expand more. I'm more of free spirited rather than the Capricorn who's practical. That kind of thing. You understand the qualities, the general qualities, like while Capricorn are practical, Sagittarius are more daring. Both are maybe ambitious in some form, so very difficult. Both are wise. Both could be disciplined. The difference, say, for example, between Sagittarius and Capricorn in some form, the Sagittarius are perennial optimists. They're optimists. They're just optimistic about, they see the positive in everything. Somehow the quality of Capricorn, they could be the pessimist. Some of the negative qualities that come up of Capricorn could be a pessimist, which is completely opposite of a Sagittarius. Do you understand? So by knowing this, I said, since I'm born in the 20th, I'm more of Sagittarius than Capricorn. Then some people who are born on December 23rd, they said, I'm more Capricorn than Sagittarius, or I have both. It's a little difficult, but some people, once they know it is, they would know their quality. Like, I am not this. I am not this. Do you understand?
That makes sense. Yes, that does make sense. When I hear about, if I were on the cusp and I know of the traits of, well, Cancer versus Gemini, I would know. I've lived with myself long enough. Saying, you know yourself, in other words, if you're true to yourself.
Yes. That's why this is what we call divination. I tell people, why do we want to go to a psychic? Why do we want to have people read our palms? Why do we want to read astrological signs or horoscopes? Why do we go to a whatever it is? Because we want to learn more about ourselves. That is within us. We want to know who we are. The more we know who we are, the more we will get to fulfill whatever purpose we have here. And some of them push it to an extreme. In China, say, for example, in China and some parts of China and India, once a baby is born, the first thing they do is what? Have a chart done on the baby. Do you know that? In China, once a baby is born, they go to the astrologer and say, could you look at my baby was just born this morning. Could you do this? And somehow the names are actually in China. If I remember, the Chinese will even put a name to balance the astrological chart. Say, for example, they have a name. Most of the Chinese and Indian, they have a certain a noun or name. It's not like Daryl or Glenn, wherein there's not a lot of meaning into it. Say, for example, of a baby that was born today, they saw that there's so much courage, so much bravery. So they will balance that with a love name, balance that with a softer name. A person who's very mental, they'll balance it with something like is strong, like earthy. These are ancient wisdom people have incorporated. And I think it's still alive in some places.
When
interesting.
Earlier, Master Glenn, you had said, well, as an example, that astrological signs have opposites, Capricorn and Cancer. What
yes.
significance is that? Are they? What do they have in common, or what does that mean? What dynamic is there in the opposite of your sun sign? Is there something to be said about your opposite sign?
Yeah, actually, Daryl, you answered it already. You answered it. You didn't express it the same way. You said, I have a lot of friends. They're Capricorn. They're like this. They're like this. Actually, what they have, you do not have. And what you have, they don't. That makes you attracted to them.
Oh.
That's why you're attracted to your friends. You said, I have, you did say, I have a lot of Capricorn friends. You're attracted to them because you don't have what they have.
Wow.
You don't have what they. You could be practical, but you don't have that patience. You don't have that. You could be ambitious also. They could be cautious. They could be successful. They're too ambitious. It's ambitious to a success, an overachiever, and at the same time, they see in you as something that is earthy. Something that is a homebody or something like that.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, absolutely, when I look at the characteristics.
So for me, all my life, I am a Sagittarius. All my life, I'm attracted to, when I partner with a Gemini, like my boss would be Gemini, we'll be hand in glove together. My nurse practitioner for 25 years, we were hand in glove together. We could do a lot of things. So because I don't know if astrological was meant, but they have a qualities that I don't have. They have the idea quality. I have the implementing quality, something like that, expanding quality. So if you look at some of the people, the successful partnership, the qualities, their two people will become too synergistic. That's why they're successful. And if you have to look at it, most of the successful people, almost all, there's always a partner there that makes them, that fills in the gap that they needed to become, to achieve what they want to be successful in, on what area. Everyone, mostly. We see only one person, but how the person went up to that time is important, because there's a partnering type of thing wherein the person fills in the other qualities the person did not have.
Oh wow, that is
sorry, it became from a Capricorn. See, we discuss already partly all the astrological aspects of it.
Wow. Let's talk a little, if we can, about
sure.
the meditation of the
yes.
Full moon and what that brings and the benefits of that.
Two things. Number one, we spoke about during the full moon. This, as I mentioned about the astrological sign, this is an auspicious. I call it auspicious because it's the ideal time wherein there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of strong energy, so it's an opportune time to meditate, to bring in that energy. A couple of things I wanted to mention also was that our lives are governed by cycles and changes. So understanding the cycles makes an understanding the auspicious time is important. The full moon is actually on Saturday on December 22nd at 12:48 p.m. So we did our full moon meditation. We have a monthly full moon meditation on Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m. So we'll gather. We could have up to 300 to 500 to 700, depends on the time they could log in, people to meditate and during that time. So that's an auspicious time. Remember, I talk about cycles also. So
yeah.
Another cycle that's coming up actually is tomorrow. It's the winter solstice. So people usually on the solstice and the equinox, these are cyclical time wherein people do certain rituals. So some people on the 21st, December 21st, this is an energy that will bring in new energy. So they plan whatever they need for 2000, whatever forward. These are the planning time. This is to plant in the energies for future use. That's the winter solstice tomorrow. So people will write down all the things that they want for the coming year and write it down. I said, this is my plan, and energize it. And lastly, I want to mention the year end. Year end is a cycle again, 2018, 2019. So we organized I call it the year end meditation. We've been doing this since 1995 or 96. Every year we meet and review our 2018 and look at 2018, capsulize it, make a movie of it, and at the same time recognize the good things we've done in 2018, we have experienced in 2018. The difficulties, recognize the difficulties on the health, professional, family, relationship, work, depending on whatever it is, several aspects of your life, recognize it, and try to leave it. They said, okay, I left. These are the lessons I've learned. These are the pains that I have. I'll move on. Then welcome 2019. So it's just a review of the year before we start a new year and plan out what do I want to change. I start out, are you a better person in 2018? If you are, then that's good. But if not, then you should try better next year, something like that, and recognize it. Some of us, there are health issues. There are personal issues, relationship issues that are lingering on that you're stuck with, and recognize them. What's the lesson? Okay, then I move on to 2019, fresh and ready to go. So those are the cyclical auspicious time for the, at least that I look for in the next 10, 11 days.
And you said on the 21st specifically, in this case tomorrow, it's not unusual as a ritual that that individuals write down things that they're looking forward to. Is it something about that particular day that is?
It's way back. I think it's a simple celebration. I remember this because every time until December 21. Let me write down the things that I need to do and make sure that I'm aware of it. Something like that. Not only that, also on the spring equinox, then the summer solstice, and something, you know, those are the four cycles that we have.
And so at each one of those, whether it's
we could plant seeds. You plant seeds for, you understand, some people will plant seeds during around this time for they could harvest it around springtime. So these are all ancient wisdom people have in old traditions. It's a time of feeding for the spirit and nurturing of the soul also, but those are planting of seeds. So recognize, this is what I have to do. Boom. I remember I do that every 21st, especially when I was, I was not so busy. Interesting.
Are you looking to promote your upcoming book anytime in the?
Yes, the book is coming out. The book is coming out. It's called Spiritual Truths, understanding different levels and different levels of understanding spiritual truth. I like the other book on Better Person Mindset. It's simple, easy to read. You could read it a couple of times and still probably see different perspective of what's relevant for you. So by and large, the idea of spiritual truth is like I did mention to you at one time, like, The Lord Jesus was asked, how come you teach other people parables? And the Lord Jesus said, I teach them parable because they see but see not. They hear but hear not and cannot understand. But for you who are more mature, you are given the secrets, inner secrets of the teachings of the kingdom of heaven. That's just one level of truth. So, By translating what the Lord Jesus had said, so he has given other people the parables, the parable of the prodigal son, the parable of the different stories, but for the disciples, they were given the secrets or the higher or inner teachings. But it did not stop there. When the Lord Jesus apparently reincarnated, apparently he appeared to them in energy form or physical form, and he told his disciples, wherein they had the Spirit of God and the Spirit of the Lord within them, they were able to be inspired like no other, that made them actually spread Christianity throughout the whole world. So understanding different levels of truth will actually inspire you to understand a deeper level of deeper level of meaning of different things. They said the ultimate truth is actually God. So as we move on into the truth, we will ultimately see God or understand what God's purpose is. I think I also mentioned, remember when Pontius Pilate was, when the Lord Jesus was brought in front of Pontius Pilate, he asked the question, what is truth? What is the truth? So he answered, he asked that big question, what is the, so that was one of the things I'm trying to answer in the book, what is truth?
I guess there's so much power in that truth. I know sometimes it's very difficult. It's a difficult concept for some people. I frankly, you know, I'm sometimes challenged with it. Sometimes it you feel like it could hurt, you know, telling the truth to someone, or you might be ashamed in telling the truth about yourself. Or there's so many caveats to the truth. We have this short discourse, and I can't wait till we have the discourse when we all have the book. But just from this short aspect of it, I could see so many caveats in it. You know, I mean, we talk about the truth and how important it is, and how, you know, the term "the truth will set you free," the truth is the light. But as we delve into it, and I have a feeling that's what you're doing in this. A whole book on spiritual truth. I can't wait.
I know. They're ready to, they're in the printing already, layout and printing. It's interesting, just to stimulate the other people also. Well, you see, I must have mentioned about the truth, and you realize, those are spiritual teachings and all that. It's not going to be practical to me. No, I just want to address this to some people. Sometimes you're arguing, say with your partner, with your wife, with your husband, you're arguing, but actually both of you are right. You were just not in the same level of truth. You're both arguing, you're both right, but you were just arguing in a different level. How can I address that? To make it even more wide and complicated, according to my teacher, Grandmaster Cho Koksui, one example is abortion. That's why we cannot agree on the right person, because if you have to look at abortion, there are different levels of seeing the abortion. You're a medical doctor. When does, you're a spiritual, you're a rabbi, you're a pastor, you're a priest. When does life start? Then you are a sociological, then you're epidemiological, you're a population expert. You are a lawyer, you are legal. What are the legal things about abortion? When do you have abortion? So all of this, remember, they could not understand each other because they have their own specialization. So the only thing to understand is you widen your, you move back, widen your view of these things and said, oh, they're right after all. The lawyers are right also. The rabbi is right. The priest is right. The pastor is right. The minister is right. The social person is right. Then people will, they may not agree, but they will understand that both, all of them are right. Interesting, huh? And not only that,
sure,
not only the different levels of truth, there are different facets of that in medicine, in religion, in spirituality. Wow, complicated.
I'd like to as we begin to wrap up.
Yes.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the full moon meditation that that you service that you have and have been doing for many decades. And we could just talk about just a little bit of a highlight on meditation, some of the aspects. There's so much written. You know, I've been meditating since college. I mean, I don't want to date myself. And I went to a course. It was actually a workshop, and there was a group on campus that's what they did, transcendental meditation. So that's where my interest began to peak, and I've been meditating ever since. And I have to say that, you know, since we've met many years ago, it's taken it to another level. And now, more than ever before in these last 10 years, and I'm preaching to the preacher, as they say, more than ever before, Master Glenn, we're hearing more about meditation. Yeah, every gym, every spa that you go to, whether it's Gold's Gym or one of the ones that's locally and wherever that anyone's listening is at, most of them are offering some form of meditation. You're seeing it in the grocery stores and Life magazines and so forth. So it seems like there's a quickening of mankind to this concept. Talk with us a little bit about that and as you enlighten us about your service.
Okay, I run the I'm the president of the Center for Pranic Healing. It's the fastest growing complementary therapy involving energy healing. We're basically I'm in charge of 17 states from Maine all throughout the East Coast all the way to Florida and Puerto Rico and Mongolia. And we do full moon meditation, and I'd like to invite everybody to. We made it easy rather than going to our website in Pranic Healing. We did a website called fullmoonmeditation.us. Full moon, FULLMOON, meditation.us. It will give you, if you look at it, it will give you an idea about meditation, why meditate as a group. Major benefits of meditation, what science says about meditation. It will even give you the 12 full moon qualities, 12 full moon meditations. And I'm trying to develop a animation on each of the signs so it will be easy and nice to read. So we're going to have a meditation on Saturday at 7 p.m. and you could log in on fullmoonmeditation.us and just connect and practice. So that's easy than anything else. Before we sent you to a big website and people having difficult time to do that. So fullmoonmeditation.us.
Full Moon Meditation. So now the whole concept of that meditation. I've had, you know, individuals, you know, as you know, I'm a nutritionist and naturopath, and I've been utilizing meditation in one form or another, and as I said, you've taken me to another level, and I'm just looking forward to continuing in that course. I'll never stop talking about it. I'm looking forward to the next level, by the way, Master Glenn. That's another conversation you and I have one-on-one. Because, next level, I really am. But yeah, individuals are, you know, have asked me, Daryl, I'd like to have you do a meditation for our class or so forth. So it's becoming more and more popular. So what is it about the meditation from your perspective as a master?
It's meditation is actually our way of connecting with the subtle. I would be upfront with the people when we meditate. If we could be relaxed during meditation, that's the lowest level of what we want. The highest level, one level, is actually going within and having inner peace. And the highest one is actually sort of saying, like, listening to the voice of silence or the whisper of our higher soul. So meditation could be a big spectrum from relaxation all the way to the sublime, from mundane to sublime, wherein one could really feel the energy of the divine. So it's like praying is you ask God for something. Meditation is you listen to what God or what the divine is saying. That's as simple as that. As simple or maybe complicated as that.
So you often compare the two, meditation versus prayer, voice of the divine in meditation. And in prayer, you're reaching out, you're speaking to.
Yes, you got it right. Yes, yes.
And of course, it's better to listen than to spew forth. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. I'm looking forward to Saturday. I know you have the date. I'm going to have to catch it online because
yes.
Friday. Friday, I can do Friday. I can make it because I'm looking forward to coming up again. It's been quite a while. But I will be there listening online. And I love the new website. It's so easy. I tell folks, just go to fullmoonmeditation.us and everyone can easily get to it. Some folks used to have a little challenge trying to get to it through your major website to try to filter through because some are not.
I know. That's why I made this, because of our usually monthly, I tell them and they said, what? Anyway, so we have it.
Yeah, so it's beautiful. So again, thank you for that. I'm looking forward to it. And don't you have, a workshop coming up as well. Can you share with that, with the listeners?
Yeah, we have workshops. We have a pranic healing workshop to learn how to understand the energy, how we can heal ourselves, simple that we have different levels of healing skills, but the basic one, it will give you an idea of what energy is. You could feel energy. You could probably, it's possible that you may be able to see the energy and feel this energy and actually apply it to remove some simple aches or simple problems people have, like headaches and pain and different kinds of symptoms that you may be able to take care of. So we have that, and we have a whole gamut of workshops that we have. So you're invited to see it. You could look at Pranic Healing, P-R-A-N-I-C Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, healingusa.com. So you could understand what we do.
Come, yeah, I know you have it.
Yoga. Yes, Arhatic Yoga Retreat.
And so I would encourage everyone to go to Pranic Healing at PranicHealingUSA.
Yes, .com.
PranicHealingUSA.com, thank you, to get more information on that. We've been talking to, listening to Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, MD, Master Pranic Healer, humanitarian, all around good guy, if I could say that personally. And we really love you. I mean that sincerely. And I wish you and yours, because I may not get to see you before the new year, the happiest
Thanks.
New year and various of holidays for you and yours, Master Glenn. Sincerely.
Thank you. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to your listeners also.
Until next week, folks, I and go to fullmoonmeditation.us. That's www.fullmoonmeditation.us. And remember, I have been asked to do a meditation session, something a bit unique. One of the music schools asked me if I would lead a meditation session going into the new year. It's going to be called Rock the Meditation. It's going to be at the School of Rock in Clark, New Jersey. You can get more information at my blog, which is essenceoflifecenter.com, completely spelled out, essenceoflifecenter.com. And there's more information on that, how you can attend that session in Clark, New Jersey. And you can always send me an email if you want more information to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore, C-L-A-1-8, at n.com. And it's going to be a blast, folks. That's all I can tell you. I've got something very special planned that I'm going to do for all those who attend. And I'm going to do a guided meditation session that will be very unique. I'll be bringing all of the experience and training and wisdom, which is experience, and knowledge, and of course, love and spirituality that I have to bring to this session, along with the creativity that the Father of Heaven has given me. And so you don't want to miss this if you have an opportunity to catch this. Rock the Meditation, featuring yours truly, Daryl Clark, and maybe it'll be the first of many. I was again beckoned to, and asked to do this this session as a special session, and I'm looking way forward to it. It's something that I do, and it's part of my practice as a matter of fact, as a nutritionist and naturopath, is meditation. But this will be a special session. You're going to learn quite a bit when it's all said and done. You're going to hopefully, the intent is for you to come back refreshed with a true insight with yourself and for all of those things that you aspire to. The intent is for you to tap in to your inner peace and your inner resources. And bring them to the fore. So again, don't miss that. And so until next week, again, happy holidays to you and yours. And actually, with that said, we're gonna close out with my homeboys, so to speak, with a little holiday joy. And I'm talking, of course, the Ohio Players. I'm gonna take us out something that hopefully will get you in the holiday mode. So, again, until next week, I bid you and yours peace, blessing, love, and don't forget to tell that someone or those someones whom you especially care about. It's one thing to show it, and that's important. A picture is 1,000 words, and to show something is as valuable or more than to say something. But to put that something in the heart of and the mind of that person that you do truly love and care about, there's nothing like it. There's just nothing like it. And so with that, I just wish all of you happy holidays. I'd be remiss to say that, before I close, that we're looking for Master Glenn to come back for next year, and he mentioned a ritual of sorts to bring in the new year, and just going into a model of what it is. It's not a resolution, but just a model of attaining the things that, the worthy things, let's say. desire in the new year. I'm looking forward to having Dr. Mendoza back on to share with us those things. It's so important that we have a mechanism. And so until next week, happy holidays.
Players would like to wish you the happiest of holidays.
Happy holidays.